No, the person you asked to answer you.
Well, if he knew which one it was, he...
Suppose there were several of them, not just one. He's going to tell you which ones, and point and say...
He'd probably say, this whole bunch is, was in on it, guilty.
You say, them there boys?
I'd say these boys. Or those boys.
If, something, if a whole bunch of things took place within a very short period of time, you'd say they happened...
Long about the same time.
Any other? They happened... Use the word once?
All at once, maybe.
The first month of the year is?
January.
And the next one?
February.
And after March?
April.
And the third day of the week is?
Tuesday.
And after that?
Thursday.
And before Thursday?
Wednesday.
And the day after Friday?
Saturday.
And the day after Saturday?
Sunday.
Do you have any special names for either Saturday or Sunday?
No.
Ever use the word Sabbath?
No.
Okay. How long would you use the greeting good morning? Up until when?
Lunchtime.
Uh-huh. And after lunch, what would you call the time of day?
Afternoon.
And how long would that go?
I don't know exactly. I'd say till sundown, maybe.
What do you call the time after supper?
Evening.
Never use the word evening for including afternoon, clear on to sundown, would you?
A lot of people do.
Around here?
Mm-hmm. Anytime after lunch is evening.
Mm-hmm.
And they call it night after dark. So it gets dark.
Now, the beginning of the day, what do you call that? Time you do your chores is you do them around what?
We call it getting up time around here.
Uh-huh. When the rooster crows, that's generally what?
That's getting up time.
Uh-huh. Don't say sunrise.
Uh-huh.